Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Do it or die now, stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go putting you down.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Check out my website, please, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. My newsletter is there. You can subscribe to that while you're there. And the poll question is right there on the homepage. The new video, brand spanking new video, up on the homepage there. Check it out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Jim Copeland is with us. He's the director of the Center for Policy, for Legal Policy, I should say, at the Manhattan Institute. His proxy monitor report is a very important work that he's doing on how corporations, publicly traded corporations, are being influenced by groups of shareholders in the proxy votes that they make to try to influence the way the businesses are run. On the surface, Jim, this sounds like a good idea. In fact, you and I both know that corporations have, for a long time, major corporations have been allowed to deal fast and loose with a lot of different things, and so they need to be held a little more accountable. But I do believe that with what you're telling us about how these groups are fighting with the leaders of these corporations, to me, if I'm a retail investor, it's another reason to be suspect of investing on Wall Street, Jim. Is that, am I out of line in thinking that?
Well, I mean, I think the question's always what's the opportunity cost when you're talking about investing, and whatever problems there are on Wall Street, I wouldn't recommend that people put their money in a savings account or an interest-bearing account getting very, very low interest rates today as opposed to being invested in diversified stock portfolios. There's always problems, but I still think I would put most of my money in equities if I were an investor who was a relatively younger investor. If you're close to retirement, that's a different question. But I certainly would hesitate to try to be a stock picker if I were an individual who didn't know much.
Right.
And what's profound about this is the degree to which the big mutual funds and hedge funds aren't involved in this process. The way these social funds and labor funds are. The research I did in my report in the fall showed that 98% of these proposals were either by individuals, and most of these are four different people in their families who are very active in the process. But there's other individuals who may have a pet cause here or there, and or labor union funds or religious groups, policy groups, social investing groups. Only 2% were what we might think of as traditional institutional investors. And the reason for this is pretty obvious. There's not a competitive advantage to be gained through this process in the view of a mutual fund or a hedge fund, precisely because these questions being asked through the shareholder process just are generally unlikely to be driving share value. And of course the other principle is, even if they would generate some share value, a diversified mutual fund or hedge fund or what have you, would have a bunch of free riders taking advantage of its efforts in this field. So there's really nothing to be gained for these folks to participate in the process. The labor unions are a different story. They're not supposed to be doing anything other than investing to maximize return.
Right.
Because they're retired union members that are dependent on these funds, who aren't getting active benefits from the union otherwise. But there's evidence to suggest that these funds may be horse trading with management. So they may be very active in this process, targeting management on sensitive proposals to management, going after executive pay for management, or what have you, and then negotiating with management behind the scenes to withdraw some of these proposals and get various things that are on the labor union agenda
done by management.
So they're
using their proxy leverage as contract leverage.
Well, there's at least evidence to suggest that, and it's not just me saying this. It's the Obama Labor Department Office of Inspector General. It's the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals that said it in a major case on a proxy access rule at the SEC at a decision last summer. So you've got appellate courts, you've got the Office of Inspector General of the U.S. Department of Labor raising these red flags, and the empirical work I've done has suggested that they're more likely to introduce proposals that are highly sensitive to management. They're more likely to introduce proposals at companies that are in industries that are the targets of ongoing labor union organizing campaigns. These are big red flags, and they worry me a good bit as someone who's primarily here interested in what's going to be best for shareholders. It sounds counterintuitive to say, well, anything that's done to give shareholders more power wouldn't necessarily be good shareholders. Until you start looking at how this voting and proposal process actually works.
But how would you solve this problem? If it is a problem, as you seem to indicate it is, how would you solve it?
Well, I think for one thing, the SEC could make it much easier for companies to exclude some of these ballot questions that are basically political in nature. The SEC has there's a basic rule that if it's a question of management judgment, you can exclude it. But the SEC, I think, allows far too much leeway there, particularly for these social and policy questions that are largely on the ballots for political campaign purposes. They allow shareholder activists with social or political agendas other than share ownership to target managements to try to twist their arm to say, we don't want you to support the Chamber of Commerce or we want you to do this on global warming or this on health care.
Yeah.
And they may not be winning these types of proposals, but they're utilizing, they're abusing this
they're
process.
They're using it as leverage.
For politics and for leverage.
I think that's not good. Jim, I got to wrap it up. Give us the website quickly.
It's www.proxymonitor.org.
Thanks, Jim. Jim Copeland, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.